join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us all on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, amen. There's no need to labour the point very much, is there? Shepherds for leaders, sheep for the people. Bad shepherds equals greedy, self-serving leaders, directionless, underfed sheep equals abused, needy, neglected people. A simple metaphor, really, sheep and shepherds. One of the great themes of Ezekiel the prophet, as he wails against the plight of the people by the rivers of Babylon and rails against the corrupt leadership that got them into this mess in the first place. Not much a part of our experience these days, sheep and shepherds. Most of us, I guess, will go through life without ever having to meet a sheep or a shepherd. There are shepherds these days. I saw some of them when I did my walk across England through Yorkshire and the Lakes a year or two ago. Shepherds on quad bikes with GPS positioning systems to help them find their sheep. Yes, there are plenty of sheep around these days. I saw more of them than I ever want to see again on my walk a couple of years ago through the Lakes and Yorkshire. They are smelly, scrofulous creatures, but as I say, not really part of the modern lives of most of us. But when you see the Grenfell Tower commemoration, when you hear the survivors' stories and see the pain etched into their faces, when you hear of lorry loads of immigrants suffocating in the backs of lorries to death on European motorway verges while their traffickers run away, when you see grandstanding leaders in front of staged backdrops showing off, when you listen to the get one over on your opponent politicians in the parliaments of half the world, when you realise that the adoring crowds at the stage rallies are being given poison dressed up as promises by popular politicians from India to the United States to Hungary to Italy to who knows where next, Ezekiel's condemnation of bad shepherds and his cry for the sheep to be fed, well, it doesn't seem so archaic after all. It is now. It is contemporary. It is talking about the world we live in. A world running with injustice, a world flowing with unfairness, a world in which everywhere, it has so often been said, the rich grow richer while the poor go to the wall. But this isn't just about human folly or foul play. It is the way of things as well. It is the power of addiction over people's lives, the sudden onslaught of disease, the terrible occurrence of accident. It's the misery of mental illness, the emptiness of a sleepless night, the loneliness of bereavement, the terrors of dementia. It is the human condition, what the Bible calls the groaning of creation, It is what makes us all, from time to time, everyone, wander about, lost and lovelorn, like sheep without a shepherd. Let Babylon stand for all the death-dealing, tragic accidents and incidents that plague so many in our world, that from time to time comes close, very close, to each one of us. And we find that we need to be restored. We need to be tended, to have our injuries bandaged. We find that we have been scattered and dispersed. We need to be recovered. We are, in the old language, like sheep that have gone astray. We need to be found. Sometimes only the old language will do. We are not so much like computers in need of a software update. We are not so much like drones in need of a different controller, or like cardholders in need of a new password. We don't need much new consumer legislation. We do not need much of our data to be protected. We do not need a great deal of safeguarding or cyber security. We are like sheep that have gone astray. Each of us has gone his own way. There is no health in us. Each of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we find that we need not an egotistical alpha male promising to solve all our problems, not an erudite politician patronizing us with their promises, not a televisual sun-soaked promise of romance, nor a nostalgia-sodden vision of former greatness restored. We are free human beings. We are called to take responsibility over a groaning creation. We are like sheep that have gone astray, but we're not like stupid sheep that need herding and controlling. We need to be able to come in and go out and find good pasture. We need... This is good news, my friends. We have been given what we need in the Christ who lived our life and died our death and lives forevermore. God promised Ezekiel. We have been given, and our world has been given, what he promised. A good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Before we pray, we stand to sing the hymn number 207, O Love, How Deep.